Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition which has been narrated in the book Misbah al-Sharia from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. As you know, tonight is the night of ordainment, the night of Qadr, in which the destiny and decree of the next year for a human being is written down. And also, we are given the opportunity to repent from our sins that we performed in the year prior to this. So this is a very important night. It's both related to the previous year and it's related to the following year. So we should keep an eye to the sins that we did in the previous year, ask God for forgiveness for them, and also ask God that He write a good decree for us with respect to everything that's going to happen to us in the following year. But one of the things that we should also take note of on this night is being thankful to God, right? For everything that He gave us in the year prior to this, right? And also everything that He gave us in our lives, all the blessings that He gave us. And most importantly, we should thank Him that He gave us the opportunity to once again witness this year. You know, a lot of our friends, a lot of our relatives, they passed away in the year prior to this, and they weren't given the opportunity to once again witness the night of Qadr. Let's look at what true thanksgiving is in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It has been narrated in Misbah al-Sharia, the Lantern of the Path, in what has been attributed to Imam Sadiq, that the Imam said the following: the lowest level of thankfulness is to see the bounty as coming from Allah directly, without attaching the heart to any other cause save Allah Almighty and Exalted. In other words, when we see a blessing and we're given a blessing, we should look at it as having been given to us directly by God. We shouldn't look at the mediums that came between God and ourselves, you know, the various mediums through which this blessing passed until it finally reached us. No, we should imagine it as coming directly from God. Not imagine it as coming directly from God. It really directly comes from God. These mediums, they don't really play the role of any real causes, right? They are just channels through which God's blessings pass until they finally reach us. In continuation, the Imam says, it consists of being satisfied, meaning the true thankfulness consists of being satisfied with what one is given, and also not disobeying Him by means of His bounty, right? So the bounty and the blessing that we're given, we should not disobey God, use it to disobey God. Also, the Imam says, true thankfulness means to not oppose Him in any of His commands and prohibitions as a result of that bounty, right? The bounty that we're given, we shouldn't use it to disobey God in one of His prohibitions. We should be careful that the bounty that He's given us is not used in a wrong way, in a way that we would sin, in a way that would lead to one of God's commandments being disobeyed and not followed. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at true thankfulness in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد